At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to this week's episode of the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I would like to invite you to join us here every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what is going on with Trojan Athletics. So once again, thank you for joining us today. Last week, I shared with y'all that Mr. Brad Ocker, our principal, would be joining us in studio so that I could get his perspective on how Trojan Athletics has been performing throughout the year from his perspective from the fall and the winter seasons and currently in the spring. But unfortunately, he had a last-minute meeting that came up, and unfortunately, that's just the life of an administrator. You never know what you're going to be walking into when you come into the office, and so he wasn't able to make it today. But in speaking with him this morning, I've done my best to try to guarantee that he will be here next week. So if you see him around, why don't you just give him a little bit of a hard time for me? Just tell him how disappointed you are that he skipped out on this week's Trojan Sports Report so that hopefully he's committed and coming here next week. So anyway, let's really get started with today's show. I want to take a look at this past week and how our Trojan student athletes performed on the field and on the court. So varsity girls lacrosse, last evening they picked up their first win. Actually, Monday evening they picked up their first win of the season by defeating the Panthers of Central Dauphin East 8-7 in overtime. Ashlyn Boda clinched the victory with the go-ahead goal in overtime with 1 minute and 32 seconds remaining. So congrats to the varsity girls lacrosse team on picking up their first win of the 2019 season. Varsity boys lacrosse also picked up their first win of the season. They did that this past Monday night by defeating the Rockets of Spring Grove 10-4. Varsity boys volleyball, they're currently on a 3-game win streak with an overall record of 3-1 by defeating Carlisle, New Oxford, and Central Dauphin all in the past week. And in addition to those victories, the team captured the Silver Division title at the Northeastern Bobcat Invitational this past Saturday. So a great start for the varsity boys volleyball team. We hope to see them continue that success throughout the rest of the season. Varsity baseball unfortunately dropped another tough one to Commonwealth foe Cedar Cliff 6-1 yesterday afternoon. In varsity track and field, they hosted the 14th annual Tim Cook Invitational this past Saturday and had some great individual performances. And they also hosted State College yesterday in a dual meet. The varsity girls team lost 91-59 and the varsity boys team lost 95-55. Varsity softball, they've continued their hot start to the season by defeating Cedar Cliff last evening 12-7. And they remain undefeated for the season with a record of 3-0. And to round out our Trojan sports from the past week, varsity boys tennis lost to Palmyra this past Monday 5-0, but they'll look to pick up their first win of the season tomorrow at Mechanicsburg. So that's a look at this past week and how our Trojan sports teams performed on the field and the court. So moving on to our next segment, our shout-outs and thank yous. Again, I started this with week two, and one week. Once every week in this show, we want to recognize an individual or a team of people that deserve quite a bit of thanks for making our athletics department successful. So this week, I actually want to highlight our Trojan track and field coaching staff, their booster club, and everybody that played a role in the 14th annual Tim Cook Invitational. So I want to thank Coach Bob Walker, Coach Chris Monheim, again, their entire staff, KB Snyder and the Booster Club, Ashley Ippolito, Jeff Harmon, and Karen Brown with our athletic training staff, Doug Deerdorf, our announcer, again, for everything that they did this past Saturday with the 14th annual Tim Cook Invitational. Just a little bit of background about that event. There's a little, roughly 30 teams that come to Trojan Stadium and Buzz Peters Field to compete in that event. It's one of the largest track and field invitationals here in South Central PA to open up the season. And like I said, this was the 14th annual event, and every year we try to expand that and make it bigger. And this year they actually Trojan Stadium and Buzz Peters and the Cassius campus was quite busy because we also had the KIDA indoor guard event going on inside our gyms and the rest of the high school. So not only did we have 30 high schools here for track and field, we had dozens of high schools here for an indoor guard event. So it was a busy, busy complex on Saturday. And again, that event would not have been successful without all of those people and the efforts that they put into making that event run. And so it's been fun reading the positive feedback from visiting coaches and the officials. I can't tell you since Saturday how many emails and phone calls I've gotten just with positive comments about the event and how they want to return again next year. So thanks again to Coach Bob Walker, Coach Chris Monheim, and the entire Trojan Track and Field staff and Booster Club for a great Tim Cook Invitational. So now let's look ahead at events coming up later this week. One of the things that I'm going to change a little bit moving forward with this show is that I'm just strictly going to focus on upcoming varsity events. We've got a lot of things that go on in the athletic department between JV, freshman teams, junior high teams, but just with the limited time that we have in this show every Wednesday, it's going to take a while for me to go through that every week. So I'm just going to point out just the varsity events that are coming up until I see you guys again next Wednesday. But again, you can check out all of our events by visiting our website, visiting our Twitter account, or calling into our hotline every week. So let's see what we have going on coming up for today and the rest of this week. So today, Wednesday, April 3rd, Varsity Boys Lacrosse is in action as they take on the Panthers of Central Dolphin East here at home in Trojan Stadium. JV will begin at 5:30 with the varsity start at approximately 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Thursday, April 4th, we have six different varsity programs in action. Varsity Boys Tennis hits the road to take on the Wildcats of Mechanicsburg at 4 p.m. Varsity Baseball is on the road again at Cumberland Valley, the 4:15 p.m. first pitch. Varsity Softball is home versus Cumberland Valley at Norlow Park. They're going to look to improve to 4-0 on the season, continue that undefeated winning streak with a first pitch at 4:15 p.m. Varsity Boys Volleyball will be home tomorrow evening against State College with an approximate varsity start of 6 p.m., so come on out to the Cassius Fieldhouse to check them out. Varsity Boys Lacrosse is home again versus Trinity at approximately 7 p.m. for that varsity start. And Varsity Girls Lacrosse will hit the road to take on the Shamrocks of Trinity at 6:45 p.m. On Friday, April 5th, Varsity Boys Tennis will host New Oxford at 4 p.m. at Norlow Park. And Varsity Baseball will host Dover at 4:30 p.m. at Green Township Park. It is Youth Day for Varsity Baseball. So if you're an elementary student, come on out to Green Township Park for an opportunity to run the bases, get autographs from the players, chat with the coaches. So it'll be a great event. So come on out again this Friday, April 5th, as the Trojans take on Dover at 4:30 p.m. And then to round out the rest of this week, on Saturday, April 6th, Varsity Boys Lacrosse will be at Palmyra at 10 a.m. at In the Net. And then early next week, on Monday, April 8th, several events on Monday. We have Varsity Softball traveling to Mifflin County for a 4:15 p.m. start. Varsity Baseball hosts Mifflin County at 4:30 p.m. at Green Township Park. Varsity Boys Lacrosse hits the road to take on the Eagles of Cumberland Valley at 6:30 p.m. Varsity Girls Lacrosse will host Cumberland Valley at 6:45 p.m. in the Cassius Trojan Stadium. And Varsity Boys Volleyball travels to Central York for a 6 p.m. start. And then on Tuesday, April 9th, Varsity Boys Tennis is in action at home against Redland at 4 p.m. And Varsity Track and Field will travel to Landis Field to take on Central Dolphin at 4 p.m. So again, I know I quickly ran through that entire list of events. So make sure to check out our website, check out our Twitter account for those weekly schedules and daily schedules. And we hope to see you around at our facilities supporting our student athletes this upcoming week. One last thing for today's Trojan Sports Report. I again want to highlight our varsity girls basketball opening that we have. So we are seeking qualified candidates and interested candidates for the next head varsity girls basketball coach here at Chambersburg. So if you know, if you or someone you know is interested, please encourage them to complete an application through the HR section of our school district website, or encourage them to give me a call if they have any questions about the position. So just a little bit of background. What are we looking for? What does the position entail? Some of you may have seen a recent public opinion article that came out yesterday that kind of describes a lot of what we're looking for. in that candidate, but I want to quickly go over that just a little bit with you guys here today. So the head coach currently oversees a program that includes a varsity team, a JV team, a freshman team, and two separate middle school programs that includes about 75 athletes on average every winter season. So it's a pretty big program, and it's a big responsibility. So what are we looking for in the next head coach? We want somebody who's going to cast a program-wide vision, somebody that understands that it's not just about a varsity team, that they're there to grow this program from the youth all the way through varsity. We want somebody who hopefully has experience as a player and or head coach at either the high school or collegiate level. We're going to need somebody with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of time and commitment to put into this program, and then somebody with a winning attitude and a positive attitude. And so we're looking for all those qualities in the next head coach. We want somebody that's going to be able to develop a culture of excellence within that program and really build it to be one of the top programs here in the Mid-Penn Commonwealth. So once again, if you or someone you know is interested, please apply or reach out to me directly with any questions. So that about wraps up today's Trojan Sports Report. Once again, I hope to be joined by our principal, Mr. Brad Ocker, next week in studio to get his perspective on Trojan athletics. So once again, if you see him around campus, see him around town, encourage him to join us here next Wednesday. Just as a reminder, if there's a specific topic or sport that you would like to hear more about, do not hesitate to reach out. And for more Trojan athletics information, please follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics or check out our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics. So thanks for listening in. We'll be back next Wednesday, April 10th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report. Only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. So thanks for listening in, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.